Now's the time to find your color, your paint, and everything to get started during Red, White, and Blue Savings at the Home Depot. Transforming your room is easier than ever. With the best deals online and in-store, you can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Get a colorful new experience and the right paint for the right price. Save $10 on 1 gallon and $40 off 3 and 5 gallons for a limited time only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 25 gallons per household. See store for details.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
BFM 89.9, The Business Station. It is that time of night. My name is Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Chung.
We are joined in the studio this evening by...
Elisa Lima.
Hello.
Hello, hello. Welcome to the show.
I'm very good, thank you. How are you guys?
Good.
Great. Thank you for joining us, and particularly thank you for the brownies.
Yeah. Oh, that was amazing.
That was good bribing work.
It
works really, really well.
Yes.
So clearly we're here to talk about food today and that kind of stuff.
Yep.
Right. A Malaysian and food. Right? These are two things that are inextricably joined at the hips, right?
Yes.
You can't separate the two.
Nope.
So the love of food then, did it start from a young age? Or is it something you developed later on? Or what? How did it work?
I've always loved to eat.
Right.
Like we all do.
Haven't we all? Yes.
Yeah, I think like all Malaysians are like individually...
We're foodies, right?
Yeah, foodies and also like critiques because I think we've been, you know, exposed to really good food
right.
at a very
yeah.
young age.
Yeah, yeah.
I was very much, my mom was very hands-on mother, I guess in her own way, trying to keep me busy and out of trouble. She used to drag me into the kitchen and help her.
that's almost like she dragged me into the kitchen and helped her, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, so, passive-aggressive much.
Yeah,
but
she made it fun.
Right.
So I think I was always very comfortable in the kitchen. And I looking back now, I think she was a little bit crazy to get me to fry, you know, my first... fish when I was 7 years old and
hold 7 years old.
Yeah, 7 years old.
Wow.
Yeah, and like, you know, hold a knife. And I think it's just her being confident that I could do it.
Right. Mm.
Right. I think she wouldn't have allowed me to if she didn't. She was always there watching.
Right, right. Mm. I don't think my parents let me fry an egg until I was 18.
Yeah, same here. Well,
like, no, don't worry. Don't worry.
You know, so I don't know. But I mean, it started there and I think it just kind of went overboard when I was... living on my own when I was
right.
in London for right. a really long time.
Uh-huh.
And I miss Malaysian food and, you know...
You don't want to be stuck with that English food, let's be honest.
I'm sorry.
No,
boring,
no.
Right?
You don't need to... Exactly.
You don't have to be sorry. Richard is like... He lives here like how many years
7 years
Seven
here.
Years. He's like...
5 years in
us.
China. But yeah. I mean, no, I completely understand. I mean, the one thing that the English do in terms of food,
yeah.
and I'd say maybe two things. One, sweet foods. I think the cakes and the pies and whatever are very good.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing is the pies, you know, the meat and potato pies. And it's all that kind of comfort food.
Yeah.
But outside of that, England doesn't really have a food culture per se, I would say. Would you agree with that?
Yeah,
yeah.
I think so. You do good, like you said, like you do really good sausages
right.
and
yeah.
really good like fish and chips, like really kind of individualistic kind of food that you
yeah.
can't get anywhere else.
Yeah.
But you try and get an English person to cook broccoli and
mm-hmm.
they put it in a pressure
boiling,
cooker.
Yeah.
A pressure cooker or a pan of boiling water.
Yeah, and it's just like, what are you doing?
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
But, you know, that's something that I grew up with as well because my mom is half English.
Oh. Mm.
So, you know, like a bit of bangers and mash is something that we ate and shepherd's pie and,
yeah.
you know, things like that. It's just that when she married my dad, who's, you know... Malaysian that she had to learn how to make curries
she
and sambal.
The errors of her ways.
Yes,
almost.
Exactly.
Right.
So I grew up, you know, having tasted everything and uh-huh. kind of developing my own palate, I think.
Right,
yeah.
right. And where would you say your palate is now then?
Truly, I think it's Malaysian. Only because I think being of mixed cultures, mm-hmm. I have a sense of like identity lostness, I guess. I just made up a word, but you know, I feel like I need to kind of learn a little bit about myself, and I do that through food.
Right.
Right. So I learn about my grandmother through what she ate growing up. I learn about my cousins and what they ate growing up, or even friends. Like that's how I connect with people. So I can't dance, I can't sing, I
but you can cook.
I can cook, sure. Yeah. Right. So I guess that's my medium of connecting with people.
Which is a great medium though. I mean,
yeah.
What better way than to invite people around to try the food out and for them to share? It's like a, what they call it. You know, when you bring your own dish or whatever.
Potluck
party,
yeah. Like a tiffin party.
Yeah, like a potluck party every day.
Yes.
Can we come to your place?
Anytime.
Oh.
No, I'm serious. I always have people over and there's always food.
All right, right. Let's set a date.
That's it then. Right, I'll bring a traditional English dish. What shall I bring? Boiled eggs, maybe.
You couldn't even cook, Richard.
Are you kidding me?
You can't cook.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
No, I don't think Richard can cook.
I can absolutely cook.
What can you cook?
Anything you want.
Okay, that's challenge accepted.
Challenge thrown down and delivered.
Can I watch?
Of course, sure. I'll cook a dish.
Uh-huh.
And you too. We'll see which.
All right, let's do that.
Better.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, wow.
She's so competitive.
I'm coming back for this,
She's so
guys.
Competitive. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we have to take a short break. But before we do that, let's remind you, we've got two giveaways running this evening. Our first one is My Burger Lab.
Yes, correct. So we're giving away a 50 ringgit voucher, all thanks to My Burger Lab. Now, if you want to win, just answer this question. Now, back in the 1830s, what was ketchup sold as? Send your name and your IC number to 0162019000. Don't forget to tell us what do you deserve to win as well.
Also, if you want to get your hands on those M83 tickets, I will be asking that question around 8:45. Very specific. If you want to take part in that competition, it's 8:45. That's when I'll be giving away the M83 tickets. Right then, we need to take a break. We've got some more music after these advertisements. Please do not go anywhere. Me, Adeline, and Illy will be right back. We're just going to take a quick break, eat some brownies. Yeah, don't go anywhere. Bye. BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Chung.
This is
Elisa Lyman.
Had a lovely little chat just a few minutes ago talking about the love of food and the journey into food. Mm. That sounds really weird, doesn't it?
No.
Right, okay. Right. But we're there now. We're at the journey.
Yeah.
And now you're doing an awful lot at the minute. You know, your business is growing, it's blossoming. Tell us a little bit where you are and what's happening right now.
Oh gosh, where do I start? So
because you've got a really good project that you're telling us outside that I'm really interested in.
Right. So so myself and another chef friend of mine, Basira, who runs Root Cellar, and I run Dish by Ali, we decided to partner up. And we're actually opening a restaurant. So we're actually taking that leap. Oh,
dun,
my God.
Dun, dun.
What's it going to call?
It's going to be called Aga Aga.
I
love the name.
Yeah. Oh, thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Market research done. So we're opening a place, and what's different about what we're doing is we're actually going to be employing people from high need communities. So
right.
What I mean by high need is people maybe living in poverty or people who need a second chance, who didn't really do so well in school.
Mm-hmm.
We will take them into our kitchens for 6 months where they will be training under Basira. So on the job skill set that they need.
Okay.
And then 6 months with me under leadership training, and what they do there is kind of like do a career development, kind of re-look at their strengths and, you know, kind of plant them where we think that they might blossom.
Right.
Mm.
So this is all really exciting, but obviously it takes a lot of planning.
Mm. Yep.
You know, when you're responsible for a lot of individuals.
Yeah. Mm.
So we are opening our space for the first 6 months as a pop-up. And that's happening next month. Oh, my God.
Awesome.
Yeah, so that's happening next month. And we're also doing actually a crowdfunding to raise some funds for us to have proper kitchen equipment and, you know, a proper place, tables, chairs, you know, air conditioning because it's so hot in this country. And then hopefully if we get enough funding, we'll be able to recruit our apprentices and start in January.
Brilliant stuff.
Yes.
Right.
Looking busy.
It all sounds wonderful.
Yeah.
Right. So what's the kind of end goal then? Is to have a couple of restaurants perhaps dotted around? Or?
Yeah, so I think like the reason why we're doing this is not only just to give back, right? We just really want to uplift the whole F&B industry within Malaysia. There's so much potential.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
You know, we love our jobs. We feel very proud to call ourselves chefs and cooks, and we want people to look at waiters and waitresses and cooks and, you know, bakers and, you know, pastry chefs and feel a respect for them. And we want to try and uplift it in any way possible, from salary to, you know, to job perks to having weekends.
Right. Oh, wow. Weekends. Yeah.
I mean, back to Agak Agak restaurant. Yeah. Okay. What can we expect, you know, in terms of like food? What will you be serving?
We are celebrating Malaysian food with a twist.
Oh.
Okay. What kind of twist?
A big lemon twist.
Twist, like for instance, like we're trying to incorporate like, you know, nasi campur, mm-hmm. chap fun. So we're going to call it atas chap fun. Because we're bangsa, uh-huh. so it's going to be atas chap fun. We're going to have like things that celebrate Malaysian. So we're opening during Ramadan. So we're having amore. Amore is something that people, it's like a gathering place for people who after prayers, after they break fast, they kind of gather and just eat and chill and just kind of more together. We're doing amore, our version of amore. We're trying to provide a space for up-and-coming chefs, people who don't have maybe the funds to open up a restaurant. They can come in and use our space.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, and we're working with other collaborators. Like you mentioned, My Burger Lab. Those guys are so supportive. So, we're talking to them. We're talking to anyone. Anyone who wants to jump on what we're doing.
I think this is great. It's a great opportunity for the rest.
No, it is. Yeah. I mean, and I think what you're talking about with the state of the F&B industry here in Malaysia, right?
Yeah.
And I don't know why it is. It's almost like it's been established in the way that it is for so long that people are afraid of changing ever so slightly.
Yeah.
And I think it really does need, younger, fresher blood, for want of a better phrase, to kind of come in and shake things up a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, it needs that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not just there seems to be a lack of respect and one thing or another. But it's just the way, stuff like, the service in restaurants as well. Mm. People, it's when you are employing people who you are paying very little, and they don't enjoy their job, they're not going to give you the service that you want, first and foremost, because they're not enjoying themselves.
Yep.
They don't want to be there.
Yep.
Right?
And you're being asked to work for a certain hours, right?
Yeah.
So our policy for everyone who works with us is they get 2 days off regardless. So we're doing the Swiss system. So a lot of people who work in F&B here work 6 days, more than 10 to 12 hours.
It's too much.
And they get paid pittance, right? Yeah. So we're trying to change that. So we're actually going to pay them a significant amount. We're going to give them training. They get staff meals, they get uniforms, and they get 2 days off.
Okay, let's address that then.
Yeah.
Because it all sounds wonderful.
Yeah.
And it's like I'm wearing a lovely pair of rose-tinted glasses.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you're talking about opening up a restaurant in Bangsa, right? Which is expensive.
Yes.
You want to do training, you want to give uniforms. It's an expense.
Yes.
Right? It's a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Where's that money coming from? First and foremost, hold on. And which kind of brings me on to how much are you going to charge, though? Because that's a kind of balance, right?
Yeah.
You want to provide people with a good culinary experience.
Yes.
All rounded.
Yes.
You want good staff. Yes. You want a good taste. You want good food.
Good food, good ingredients.
So
and all
this leads me to the question, is your price really going to be atas?
Well, we get this question thrown to us all the time, right? Because our business model is not just the restaurant. It's not just the eatery. Don't forget, we still have food delivery.
Of course.
And we also have catering,
right,
which is mostly where the income is coming from. The eatery is just somewhere that we can celebrate having people on board. So basically that's it. Like, so people can see what we're doing. And, with Malaysians, they're sometimes a little bit skeptical when you tell them like, oh, my food's good, And they're like,
No, my mom's is better.
No, it's like, do you have a place,
Right.
So like, finally we can say like, we do have a place. You can come and see what we're doing. You can come and eat our food. And then, the makcik and all these aunties and all be like, oh, okay, I can use you for my son's baby shower or, my grandson's baby shower or something. So, we're being very realistic. Basira and I have been in the food industry, in various different industries as well, but food industry for about 6 to 8 years between the two of us.
Yeah.
My business partner Basira, she's worked in a Michelin star restaurant. Mm. I've worked in a private dining restaurant in London before. So we know what high end is. We've both been doing this for about 3 years and, we are making profit. So it's time for us to grow. So why not?
Absolutely.
This. Yeah.
Absolutely. Great. I'm really looking forward to seeing it. Okay, right. We have to take a short break. Before we do that, though, 016-201-9000. We are giving stuff away from My Burger Lab. They're giving us a 50 ringgit voucher to give away this evening. All you have to do is answer this question.
Now, back in the 1830s, what was ketchup sold as? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us why you deserve to win as well.
Let's just be clear about this. Not the name that it was sold under, no, but what it was sold as a use for. Make more sense? Yes, okay. Right, don't go anywhere, folks. If you want to get in touch via Twitter, we're at BFMTTON or at BFM Radio. We'll be right back after these messages. We've got some Strokes coming up and a little bit of Weezer, please. Also, M83 tickets very soon. Don't go anywhere. BFM 89.9 at the Business Station. That was Weezer with The Good Life. My name is Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Adeline Chung.
We're joined in the studio by Illy Sulaiman. She's going to be with us all the way through till 9 p.m. She's taking part in Smarty Pants and we're so excited about it. Right, Illy?
Yes.
Right, yes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. She says she's worried. I don't know why. Right, so folks, we have two giveaways this evening. As I mentioned, if you're listening in for the M83 tickets, that will be happening around 8:45, just after Smarty Pants, so make sure you stick around. In the meantime, though, we have a My Burger Lab giveaway. What are we giving away?
We're giving away 50 ringgit vouchers, all thanks to My Burger Lab. Now, if you want to win, just answer this question. Tell us, what was ketchup used as back in the 1830s? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us what you deserve to win as well.
Okay, news from page two up next. I can tell you now that we had to want to juice so Adeline can go first. Right, sounds a little bit like this.
Extra, extra, beat all the fire!
What's all the shouting?
Okay, let me explain why we need to want to juice earlier, okay? Because three of our stories, Illy's story, Rich's story, and my story, is all about cats.
What is that?
Why?
Why?
Because we like animals, guys.
That must be it.
Yeah. All right, so my story is about cats in London.
Cats in London.
No, just stop beatboxing.
That wasn't beatboxing. That was terrible beatboxing.
So apparently an organized...
Shh. Okay. So apparently... you shushed me. Wow.
So, an organization on crowdfunding website, Kickstarter, they actually started a plan to actually make London a better place,
mm-hmm,
by replacing all tube adverts with pictures of cats. Can
Genius.
You imagine?
Yeah, I
can
love
imagine
it.
The
right?
entire
yeah.
tube stations all with cats pictures instead of, you know, other pictures, okay, asking yep. you to buy stuff and
yep,
everything.
Yep, yep.
So apparently they are asking for £23,000, which they are actually trying to raise. And... the thing is, they say that the reason behind this cat adverts is that, number one, it will look amazing. Number two, it's exhausting because you've, you know, every advert in the tube station is asking you to buy something, travel,
right.
or asking you to buy everything. So
they just want
exhausting.
Pictures of cats.
They want pictures of cats to actually, you know, it's more about charity.
Yeah, but then you feel like you've been stared at constantly,
yeah,
and, as if
but,
you're in
you
the
know,
wrong
but
place.
I would rather be stared at by a cat poster
really?
Than. Then
isn't
someone
it creepy?
Random on
this
the
is
tube,
true. This
right?
is true. Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah? That's,
so,
that's
yeah.
it? We're done?
And you know what? If you're going to pay, like, if you're going to donate £5,
mm-hmm.
so they let you, so if you donate £5 and then they let you a web-based version on their concept, on the advert and everything, but if you pay £100, you can actually put your cat picture on a poster.
Oh.
Nice.
If you pay £100 in the UK, you could probably adopt 5 cats as well. That's probably a better idea, right?
Yep.
Okay, Illy, you have a story, a cat-related, a feline-related story.
I know, I'm so weirded out.
Come
but
on,
this
then.
Is nice. So, mine is really simple. There's this girl going around Instagram. She's got a sailboat and she's got her cat with her.
Right.
And she's taking all these really cute photos of her and her cat on a boat.
Brilliant.
Like, just
mm-hmm.
traveling.
Mm-hmm. So you're never alone.
Instagram?
You're
never alone. Never, like, feeling yeah. down. And, you know, the cat is pretty chilled on the, I don't know how.
Right.
But I'm see, just, like, logistically, I'm thinking, like, is this going to be a nightmare?
And no. Think about it, right?
Yeah.
The cat is the kind of beast that when it wants to be alone, it leaves you alone. And
That's
when
true.
You want to be alone, it leaves you alone. It's
you
ideal.
You know very well.
I've got two of the things. I know exactly what they're like, you know? You know, when you want a bit of company, you can go and have a cuddle for at least
five seconds yeah.
before you end
so
up getting scratched.
So, you're using your cat?
Well, I use my cat all the time, you know.
What do
Sometimes
you have?
I what do you mean? My story?
Yeah, your
Okay,
story.
This is something that you've probably seen going up and down Facebook right now. It's about a company called Temptations, and they've made a collar that makes your
brilliant.
Cat speak.
Mm.
Right?
Oh, wow.
This reminds me of the cartoon Up.
Right.
Yeah.
So... it's a bit of a marketing gimmick, to be fair. I mean, Temptations is a cat treat company.
Yes.
We know that.
Yeah.
But what they've done is they've teamed up with an ad company, mm-hmm. and they've created this collar that whenever your cat meows, it converts that into a voice.
But how accurate would
that
be?
It's not accurate at all. Oh. It's not accurate at all. It has a defined set of sayings. So you could say, you know, maybe you put 6 or 7 sayings in it, and you can choose the voice that you want, male, female, saying certain things.
I actually watched the video, and it sounded brilliant. really horrible.
It's brilliant.
It's horrible. Okay.
The voice, to be fair, the voices that they've picked are not great. I mean, I'd like Morgan Freeman to come out of my cat.
I know, right? That would be so cool.
It would be great. It would be great. Are you going to feed me yet? Something like that. You know, or something, you know. The thing is with cats, you know that they're staring at you, and you know that they're probably insulting you in their own little way.
Yes.
I'd love to hear that. It would totally change my relationship with my cat.
No, but if you're setting it to your liking, that means they're not really talking to you.
Correct,
right?
Correct. But there's that sense of pretense, right? You're communicating in one way or another. So it's a little bonding thing, and I like the idea behind it. So I'd quite happily buy one of these things just for the heck of it, just for fun. Wow.
How much does it cost?
There's no price yet.
Yeah, totally.
We don't even know if it's a real product because it's been done by an ad agency. Mm. But, you know, it's very smart marketing. The videos are going viral already, so, you know. Anyway, Illy.
Yes.
Nice and relaxed, right?
Oh, gosh.
Don't panic. Don't panic.
I'm sweating in this really cold.
I know, right? Anyway, it sounds a little bit like this.
Smarty pants.
So, Illy Sulaiman, 3 minutes to answer as many general knowledge questions as you possibly can.
Okay.
If you don't know the answer, tough luck. No, just say skip and we'll move right along,
cheeky.
All right? Okay, your 3 minutes start now. Who composed the opera The Marriage of Figaro? Was it Mozart or Beethoven?
Mozart!
Correct. What is the capital of the Netherlands? They have lots of canals, coffee shops. Correct. In the Star Wars series of films, which fictional planet is the home of Princess Leia? Is it Alderaan or Tatooine?
Tatooine.
Oh no, may the fourth be with you. Okay, who plays the Joker in the 2008 film The Dark Knight? Was it Heath Ledger or Jack Nicholson?
Heath Ledger.
Noxious air is another term for which chemical element? Oxygen or nitrogen?
The second one?
Correct, nitrogen.
Nitrogen.
Birch Hill, Thornhill, and Lisvane are all areas of which British city? Cardiff or Liverpool?
Cardiff.
Correct. In Greek mythology, everybody knows this, right? Who tore his eyes out when he discovered that he had married his mother? Oedipus or Hercules?
Oedipus.
Correct. Which is the only insect that can turn its head 360 degrees? The praying mantis or a cockroach?
Praying mantis.
Correct. What is a boiling point of water in degrees Celsius?
100.
Correct.
Yeah.
You can be a bit more confident, Chef. Right. Who voiced Shere Khan in the latest Disney animation, The Jungle Book? Was it Idris Elba or Liam Neeson?
Do you
want
to skip?
Yeah, I don't know that one.
Okay. At the age of 15, Christopher Walken worked in the circus as a lion tamer. True or false?
I don't think so. No. False.
It's true.
Oh, really?
Yeah. What type of creature is a shad? Is it a fish or a dog?
A dog.
It's a fish.
Yeah.
Oh. The Gardiner Dam is in which country? Canada or Malaysia?
Canada.
Ewan McGregor, Alec Guinness, and James Arnold Taylor all have played which fictional character on film? Obi-Wan Kenobi or Darth Vader?
Who is it again?
Obi-Wan Kenobi or Darth Vader?
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Correct. Which band released the 2011 single Moves Like Jagger featuring Christina Aguilera? Was it Maroon 5 or Coldplay?
Maroon 5.
You don't sound too excited about
No.
that. Okay. In medicine, a rhinologist is concerned with which part of the human body, the nose or the ears?
Nose. Rhino.
Who played Muhammad Ali in the 2001 film Ali? Was it Will Smith or Idris Elba?
Will Smith.
Correct. In photography, what does GIF stand for? Graphics Interchange Format or Graphical Intros Format?
I don't know. The first one.
Correct. Food brand Knorr were founded in which country? Germany or the US?
Germany.
Correct. Well done. Right, we need to take a short break.
Oh,
but before we do that, I have to remind you that we are giving away M83 tickets. They're playing this Saturday at KL Live. Thanks to our friends over at Urbanscapes, we're giving away some tickets. All you have to do is answer this question. What is the name of M83's latest album? Send your answer to 016-201-9000. Don't forget your full name, your IC, and why you deserve to win. We'll be right back after these messages. BFM 89.9, the business station. BFM 89.9, that was a Stripes with Got Love. If you want it, who wants it? Giving it away. Anyway, folks, if you want to get in touch for our My Burger Lab giveaway, 016-201-9000, 50 ringgit voucher up for grabs. All you have to do is answer this question.
Tell us, what was ketchup used as back in the 1830s? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us why they deserve to win as well.
All right, so we've got a couple of minutes left of the show. Illy Sulaiman.
Yes.
How well do you think you did on Smarty Pants?
I don't know.
Quite a lot of dings, actually.
But you knew the know, which means you have the know-how.
Nice. I like that.
All right, so let's go through some of the questions. So the first one, in the Star Wars series of films, which fictional planet is the home of Princess Leia, is Alderaan? Who voiced Shere Khan in the latest Disney animation, The Jungle Book, is Idris Elba? At the age of 15, Christopher Walken worked in the circus as a lion tamer, is true.
Believe it or not.
Yeah.
Finally, what type of creature is a shed? Is fish.
What kind of fish is it?
A fish. I don't know.
Fish.
I don't know. It's one of them
I
ugly ones.
I should know that. You know?
Well, I thought that perhaps you might.
Right?
Which is that's partly why the question was there.
Right? I'm so sorry.
It's like one of those free goals that you give to people.
We should have more food questions.
I know, right? But it's Star Wars Day.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry if I disappointed any Star Wars friends out there. You've
probably lost a whole bunch of customers now. You realize that, right?
I'm really sorry.
I know, right? You're not going to get Darth Vader coming in at all.
We should do a tribute to Star Wars.
Right. Okay, folks.
Drum roll. Hello.
Wait. Okay, hello. Hello, hold on a second. Well, let's have a drum roll.
Ladies and gentlemen, Illy Sulaiman scored 15 points.
Yay! Woo-hoo! Right, before we throw away our facts for the evening, we've got 30 seconds left. For those of you that are taking part in the My Burger Lab competition, the question was, during the 1830s, what was tomato ketchup used for? It was, in fact, a medicine.
Yeah.
For what, yummy. I don't know, but there you go. Right, well, the M83 competition giveaway is still up. We will give you until 8 p.m. this evening sharp. At 8 p.m., the competition closes. The question was, what is the... 9 p.m.
Frank.
I'll say that again. 9 p.m. Oh, dear, it's been a long day. The question is, what is the name of their latest album? Send us the answer to 016-201-9000. Okay, 3 seconds to wrap up. Facts.
Okay, did you know that an average person accidentally eats 430 bugs each year?
I eat more than that on purpose.
What kind of bugs have you been eating?
I don't know. Right, boogers. Okay, right. So, my fact for the evening is, did you know, Adeline, that hello...
You're copying me.
That hello was not actually used as a greeting until the telephone first arrived.
Did you know that?
Do you know what they originally were going to use instead of hello?
Oi.
Almost. Ahoy.
Ahoy.
Ah, so there you go. Right, time to wrap up. Illy, thank you very much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Absolute pleasure. Please do come back.
Yes.
All right, keep up the good work. Right, say goodnight, Adeline.
Goodnight, all.
This has been That Time of Night on BFM 89.9, the business station. Goodnight, folks.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Now's the time to find your color, your paint, and everything to get started during red, white, and blue savings at the Home Depot. Transforming your room is easier than ever. With the best deals online and in-store, you can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Get a colorful new experience and the right paint for the right price. Save $10 on 1 gallon and $40 off 3 and 5 gallons for a limited time only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 25 gallons per household. See store for details.